You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. This just in the first few moments of trading on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 340 points. The S&P 500 up 26 points. That, of course, is a rally on the news of the federal bailout and actual takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Stock in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has actually been halted, so there is no trading this morning, as the expectation there is those stocks will go through the roof. In another economic story, for the third day, the plane-making shops and assembly lines at the Boeing Corporation are shut down for the third day. 27,000 machinists walked off the job in Washington, Oregon, and Kansas, the second major strike for the company in 3 years. It all happened over the weekend, where last-minute talks failed to bring an agreement on a three-year contract. Following the story is Mickey Maynard from our partner, The New York Times. Mickey, just to bring us up to date, the strike is over standard economic issues, and it seems to me that these two sides are pretty close.
They are very close, John. The sticking point is wages, benefits, pensions, but it's also job security, and that might be the bigger issue to be settled. One of the things that Boeing has done over the last 5 or 6 years is cut an enormous number of jobs, and they're also sending a lot of work overseas, and that's a real problem for the machinist union. They're down to 27,000 jobs from about 51,000 a few years ago, and they want to hang on to every job they have.
So Boeing posted, I believe, something like $4 billion in profits in the last accounting, or at least over the last year. In any case, they have an enormous backlog of orders. How hard would it be for Boeing to simply settle this strike?
You know, they can afford to settle it for what the union is asking. I don't think anybody is questioning that. But Boeing is looking ahead, and like all large corporations, they're trying to find the lowest labor costs that they can. They want to keep costs low on these planes because even though airlines outside the United States are doing okay, they don't have as many orders from the American carriers as they would like to have. They do have a big order backlog. Most of that is from outside the United States. So they've got to keep, they say they've got to keep costs as low as possible.
But there is a strategic issue in that Boeing competes with Airbus, the European Aerospace Consortium. And if this strike goes on, regardless of the long-term costs for Boeing, the long-term strategic relationship with Airbus might be affected negatively by this. And there would be consequences, even if they do accrue some cost savings in the labor contract.
Yeah, that's a very important point to make. The competition with Airbus is very fierce. A few years ago, Airbus went ahead of Boeing in terms of sales of airplanes. They also compete on the military side, and there's a big contract for tanker planes from the U.S. Air Force that's up for grabs, and both those companies are competing for it. I don't think the Air Force is going to be deterred by a strike at Boeing, but it's one of those factors that sort of goes into the soup of competitiveness. And the other issue with Airbus is that Airbus is a very aggressive company. They've had their own problems with delays on some of their planes, but you know, they're a company out to grow. And the other thing you can't ignore, the smaller aircraft companies like Bombardier of Canada and Embraer of Brazil that are kind of nipping at Boeing's heels when it comes to building smaller, more fuel-efficient aircraft. So even though they have a lock on the American market, they don't have a lock on the global market.
You know, the machinist union at Boeing is very well-educated. They're, you know, highly paid compared with a lot of other union workers in the United States. How different is the tone between Boeing and this union versus, say, other more contentious union management negotiations?
Contentious enough. And one of the things that Boeing did that the machinists didn't like was right before Labor Day, Boeing put their last and what they call their last and best offer on the table. It was the Thursday before Labor Day, and just essentially walked away from negotiations and then went over the heads of union leaders to appeal directly to the rank and file. Now, they thought that they could convince, they probably figured the offer would be turned down anyway, but they thought they could convince just enough workers to vote not to strike that they could keep the strike from happening. Instead, 87% of workers voted in favor of a strike. That was even more people than turned down the contract. So this has turned into kind of a nasty situation.
So this suggests that it could go on for quite some time if that 87% holds.
That's right. And the union actually sent a memo out overnight to the members saying, you know, if you haven't already started saving your money, this would be a good time to start cutting back on, you know, your extra cappuccino and things. And there are people predicting this doesn't settle quickly, that it could be a month or more like the last strike.
Well, if we're talking in a month, who do you think is going to be most hurt, the labor force here or Boeing's bottom line?
Well, Boeing could probably go 3 to 4 months. They have $10 billion in cash. They don't really want their assembly lines to be shut down for 3 to 4 months. But as far as financially, they can take the strike. This isn't like the auto companies last year that were in horrible financial shape and then got struck by the unions. I mean, this is a company that could withstand it. The thing is, they have great demand for their products, and airplane companies don't lose orders overnight, but over 3 or 4 months they could.
Well, Mickey Maynard of the New York Times speaking with us from Detroit. Thanks for handicapping what looks like a fairly prolonged dispute between the Machinist Union and Boeing. Thank you, Mickey.
Well, I think I know what I'll be covering, at least for the next few weeks.
Right, exactly. Mickey Maynard from the New York Times.